Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
The longer this thing goes, the more conversation there is going to be. It's just how this stuff happens. I know there are people who are tired already of talking about the Jordan Love contract pending. I believe it was Ian Rapoport who said earlier this week, it's just a matter of when, not if. Which, by the way, is where we were, I think, 2 months ago. And then Adam Schefter came on and said, if the contract gets done. So then the record scratched and we said, whoa, wait a minute. But I think conventional wisdom does say that this contract is going to get done. So then the conversation, of course, is, well, where will it land? And we have talked a lot about that. But we have new insight as Mike Florio was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday and reiterated that Jordan Love's camp is confident that a deal with the Green Bay Packers will get done. Take a listen.
I think it's going to be a challenge to get him to Jared Goff's level, but I thought it would be a challenge to get Jared Goff to Jared Goff's level. I didn't think the Lions would give him $53 million a year in new money. That changed everything. Oh. You mentioned Tua earlier, and I never got around to the Tua position, but I think the Goff contract makes Tua want more, makes Matthew Stafford want more, makes Jordan Love want more. Now, I think that Love's camp is confident they're going to get a deal done, but it's easy to say yes or no. Does a guy need a new deal? Yes. The harder part is, how much are we going to pay? What's the cap hit? What's the structure? Tua definitely deserves a new deal. How are we going to figure out the right number? Jordan Love, absolutely. How do we project the right number based on half of a season of turning it around? Because the first half of the 2023 season was rough. So that's always the challenge with these deals. But when the Lions give Goff 53, it makes it easier for the other quarterbacks to say,
wait a minute,
we kind of like that number.
So not a lot of new stuff there. He's kind of just aggregating all of the things that we have said. Chewy, the Jared Goff thing, do you think Jordan Love's numbers should go above and beyond what Jared Goff got from the Lions?
No. I think it goes above Tua.
Assuming
I don't know
Tua happens first.
What if Tua gets 52?
There's no way Tua. You're going to pay Tua. Well, then they're idiots in Miami. He does not. Tua's...
I understand.
Tua is a fine quarterback, but his upside, we know what Tua is right now. We kind of think we know what Jordan Love is, which I believe is better than Tua.
I 100% agree.
Tua's a 47 guy.
I didn't think Goff was getting 53. So now here's the problem now if you're the Packers, because you decided to bleep around and find out. Because you decided to drag your feet and be like, oh, no, we're going to play. I don't know if this is Russ Ball just, you know, making sure that he justifies his position within the organization. I don't know where this comes from. But because you decide, oh, we're going to play the negotiation game. We're going to submit this. They'll submit that. Instead of just reasonably coming to the table, you're costing yourself more money. And you're leaving the door open for someone to make a foolish mistake, like pay Tua $52 million per year. If the Dolphins do that, like, that's it. That's all, man. Like, good luck getting Jordan Love at 50 or 49. That ain't happening if another team decides, hey, we're going to pay our guy, who Jordan Love is probably better than, this type of money.
I think they're banking more on Dak, because Dak's not going to get more than Goff, right?
They talked about that number being potentially near 60.
Dak?
Yes.
All right, then pay Jordan. I mean, if Dak is around 60, are you kidding me? You know, I think all those quarterbacks, we know what Goff is.
Yes.
We know what Tua is. Do you agree with me that we know what Tua is?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Tua's never going to be a superstar.
No, he's a good guy.
He's
a good quarterback.
We know what Dak is.
Yes.
Do we know what Jordan is?
Not fully.
Okay.
And that's
what scares the Packers.
Are up for contract extensions is Trevor Lawrence.
He feels almost more incomplete than Jordan Love.
No, I don't think so.
Then you're judgment would have to be he's not very good.
I would take, hold on, right now, going into this season, I would take Trevor Lawrence over Jared Goff. Is that fair?
I would too.
With the same talent, Trevor Lawrence is better than Jared Goff.
I would agree with that. I don't know if the statistical evidence is there to support that case, but I agree with you that I think Trevor is better than Jared Goff.
So again, the league has incentivized patience here. The league, because they have this trend of the next guy is the highest paid guy, is incentivizing patience. If you are Jordan Love's camp, that's what I'm saying, man. Practice your patience. That's what I tell my girls all the time. This is a great opportunity to practice your patience. Just wait. We're going to get this deal done.
Yes.
And the more guys that get it done before us. This is why if you're the Green Bay Packers, Gabe, why are you not pressing send? Why are you not pushing this issue?
Oh,
why are you not forcing this thing now, though? Like, as soon as you saw the Jared Goff thing go, you go, we still got Lawrence out there. We still got Dak out there. And we still got Tua out there.
I think Tua is a non-factor. I put him in a different category.
But all it takes is for an organization to overinflate a guy's value to be willing to pay him because you haven't had a franchise quarterback in a while. I mean, who? Marino? It's fair.
Depends upon how you feel about Chiefs.
Let me ask you this, Jen. Let me ask you this. What if Tua signs for 45?
That's good for the Packers.
Yeah, it's really good for the Packers. Do I think Tua signing for 45?
But
I do
hold
not.
On. If Tua signs for 45 and you are Jordan Love, you wait. Because you still got a couple guys out there. You wait for Dak.
Yeah.
You wait for Trevor.
Yes. That's why there's no rush. But I mean, we don't have to poll this, but just spitballing this, what percentage of the fans want to see him play six games into the season? A small amount? Is it closer to 50-50? As opposed to pay him...
During training camp or before training camp.
Jared Goff. No, the season. Six games into the season.
And then do the extension?
Yes.
Man.
I mean, do you think it's 20%? Do you think it's 40%?
Sure. I mean, maybe if the fans want that, man. But I don't want that for Jordan. Like, you got to get your money. You got to go out there and get it now. Who knows what happens in those first six games? What if he breaks a leg?
No, what if he tears an ACL? I know. I can see both sides, and I know what the Packers are doing. They're selling really hard. Sorry, Jordan, just for 53, 55, nine games is not enough. It's just not enough.
This is the corner you put yourself in, though, as the Packers.
And I'm saying, and the other side is like, hey, the market is what it is.
Correct.
And it is what it is. And then the Packers come back and go, if it's gotten to hardball, we got 3 years. We're willing to franchise you twice. I'm just saying, when it comes to hardball, I don't think they're at hardball. That's what they're saying. You want to be franchise tagged twice? Is that what we want?
But Gabe has said multiple times, you don't want to go down that route with your franchise quarterback. You just don't.
That's how they operate.
How do Cowboys, have they employed that? Did they employ that?
Well, not with the quarterback. The only team that's actually done with that with their quarterback,
Washington
did it with Kirk Cousins. And then Kirk was like, deuces. You guys don't want to pay me, I'll get paid someplace else.
Yeah.
So if that's the route they go, the second that Jordan Love gets franchise tagged, if it gets to that point, if he plays out this year and they have to franchise tag him at the end of next year, the second he gets franchise tagged, the clock's on his time.
Hold on a minute. I guess I got to look. But what is the franchise tag right now for quarterbacks? Do you have any idea what that number is?
High 40s?
Yeah, it's probably 40s. Probably around 40s. I don't know what it is this year. But the second, and that's
38.
A long ways down the road. That is a long ways away because we would have to get through this entire season. You would have to get through another part of the season. But the second he gets franchise tagged, they don't have a deal done by then. Like, to me, the countdown timer is on of Jordan Love not being here.
If I was a betting man, this gets done 2 days before camp and everyone's excited and everyone's Super Bowl or bust, that's what it's going to get.
But what's the number going to be?
I think they'll meet in the middle. I think Love's camp recognizes, it's only nine games. I mean, they're not telling the Packers that. It's only nine games, but the market is what it is, and they'll meet in the middle of wherever.
The problem with that is if you agree it was only nine games, then I'm Jordan Love, and I'm taking a shorter-term contract.
But what I would
Here's two, 3 years.
This is what I would do. I would go in and say, okay, let's meet in the middle.
And if you perform, we'll give you incentives to get you
to this
number.
He already did that, though, man.
I'm just saying, Gabe. I'm just saying.
But you can't keep playing that card.
You can when you have two franchise tags available. I'm just telling you. If it comes to hardball, I'm just saying.
Do you want to be known as that organization that drafted this guy?
Caused all of the issues.
Okay, but we believe in you.
Yeah, but Gabe,
but at the end of the day,
if you ask the Green Bay Packers,
you don't want to be that franchise. You already screwed it up with Devontae. You want to
No. They would never admit they screwed up on Devontae. Never.
But players know they screwed up on Devontae.
Players know they screwed up.
But if the players know, that's the only thing that's important. The players knew you screwed it up.
Yes.
So now if I'm one of these wide receivers we talked about yesterday, and I'm, man, they're playing hardball with Jordan?
Yeah.
The hell are they going to do with me when it comes time for me?
And it feels like the Packers have turned the page on being a franchise that people can say, I don't know about them. I mean, Rodgers was out there just carnival barking that stuff, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. Telling everybody they don't treat their veterans well. They don't handle these situations well. Kind of feels like they've lost that. That reputation, that narrative is not following this team around.
But
the last thing you want to do is get back in that space.
But you know what happens? You know what happens the day after he gets his $210 million contract? All is forgotten. All is forgotten. Like, well, I don't remember that. I just remember my bank account. It all is forgotten.
If Jordan Love's agency is worth their salt, which I think that they are, they have a flow chart in front of them.
Sure.
The flow chart says, if this happens, this is what we do. If this happens, this is what we do. If Tua gets this, this is what we do. If so-and-so gets this, if Lawrence signs and this is the number, this is what we do. Like, they have it all spread out. So they put it in front of Jordan and say, here's the plan. No questions, no worries, no concerns by you. Here is the plan. If Tua signs and it's for this amount of money, this is what we go to the Packers with. If Lawrence signs and it's for this amount of money,
they don't want. I can tell you,
if none
this,
of
Jen,
them sign, we just wait.
They don't want to wait on Lawrence. They want this deal done before Lawrence
gets his deal done. That's on the flow chart as well.
Yes,
it's all there as far as, like, here's how we handle each of these variables occurring.
Dak 60,
yeah.
Jerry Jones, that Botox is going right to his brain. Holy smokes. What are you, crazy?
But this is what teams are forced to look at. That's why, is Tua...
I mean, he hasn't won you a Super Bowl or come close this far, and you're like, money's going to make a difference. What are you, a moron?
But with Tua, so let's just use Tua as the example here.
Just out of curiosity, these are all rhetorical questions.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to answer them is what I was getting
correct.
At.
Yes, we don't have to answer a single one. But so if Tua were to hit the free agent market, there's a team out there that's going to give him $50 million. And that's what the Dolphins are looking at. The Dolphins are going, well, we kind of have a decent team right now.
Yeah, but they have the two franchises left too, Gabe.
Yeah, but we have the two things right now. Do we want to start over at quarterback, or do we just want to pay this guy and make sure our quarterback is happy? That's what every team does.
Yeah.
Because, yes, every team. There's a reason, Chew, that only one team
in
the history of the franchise tag has actually done the two franchise
tags. But I don't want to get into Tua's negotiation, but the Dolphins are saying, what's your biggest win? You sucked last year. You couldn't beat a good team.
And Tua's going, okay, then best of luck doing it without me.
But again, what's the alternative? When you think maybe you've got a guy you can build around, even if it's a maybe, the alternative is he's not our guy. We stink. We purposefully stink to put ourselves in a position to get one of the best quarterbacks coming out of the draft next year or the year after that.
You guys think Tua's good?
A tough pill to swallow.
You guys think Tua's good?
I really like the coach.
Yes.
That's where I sit there and go, if he can figure out the way to make him work, I think they can be successful.
If you're keeping your quarterback, you're going to have to pay him $50 million per year. If you decide to sign
Miami is not winning a Super Bowl with just Tua.
Look, you're not getting a disagreement out of me from that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying right now, if you decide you are keeping your quarterback, any team in the NFL, hey, we got to extend this guy.
All right, one more question because I know we got to get the break. Tua or Purdy, who are you taking?
Purdy.
And I ain't paying Purdy a ton of money. I mean, I'm paying him, but...
Again, he's going to...
He's limited.
$50 million.
He's limited.
Again, we saw Purdy with all those weapons and that great defense. You put Purdy on a team that doesn't have all those things, I'm not sure he's getting the job done.
Which is where they're going in 2 years. Because they can't pay all those guys. So they're
going to have to pay Purdy.
Who did they just re-sign yesterday? I saw that
Jennings.
Jennings.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a big money guy.
No.
Couldn't believe that was like front page of ESPN. Like, third wide receiver is getting, okay, cool, guys.
Well, it's May 29th, and that's about where we are right now in the NFL cycle. All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Top 8 at 8 coming up next.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, there is only one place only you should go. Of course, it's at the Jewelry Center. They're the best place to shop for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee for a reason. There's a reason why I went to the Jewelry Center. I wasn't quite sure what my now wife was looking for, but the team at the Jewelry Center was always there to help me, point me in the right direction. Maybe you're somebody like that. Go to our Pinterest board. Bring in some pictures. That helpful team at the Jewelry Center, the Dean, the Dancing Machine, has put together is always going to be able to help you out. And because they're the Jewelry Center, they have options. Lab-grown diamonds, naturally mined diamonds. Whatever you're in the market for when it comes to an engagement ring, Jewelry Center has it. Check out the inventory by stopping in at any one of their three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington, or shop online at shoptjc.com.